All that you see, your family, your home, your automobile, clothing, jewelry, money, your body, etc., is made out of dirt. I once told a group that the money the world strives after is simply recycled mud. A little wood and or cotton or rag content, etc., which came from the earth, is converted by men, also products of the earth, into currency as a form of monetary exchange. And men strive to possess it. It's amazing that some men will covet and kill to possess someone else's recycled mud. An individual once told me he was going to spend all the recycled mud he could and live like the devil because he couldn't take it with him. I agreed with him that he couldn't take it with him, but God's beautiful word shows us how to send it on ahead. It's quite a miracle to be able to convert carnal, temporal dust into eternal wealth. This is done by investing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Investing your money and your life in Jesus Christ reaps eternal, glorious rewards. Click on the Further with Jesus on this website for how-to details. Now for today's subject. God said, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" God said, Psalms 139, 8 through 13, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." God said, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Man said that the Bible is not a book of supernatural, God-given insights, but a book of the writings of mere men, which has long outlived its usefulness, if any ever existed. Now the record. The beauty of God's eternal words, the Bible's glorious revelations, its perfect science, perfect history, perfect solutions, perfect comfort, perfect deliverance, and so much more, are marvels of magnificence. The skeptics foolishly rail upon this rock of ages, but only to their eternal shame. Proof after proof comes forth from the Bible's pages, thousands of years before man in his aggregate intelligence knew the reasons why God declared it so, God is. Have you ever heard of dark matter? Theoretically, dark matter is not dark at all, but invisible. An ever-growing number of scientists theorize that this unseen stuff makes up 96% of the universe's mass. David Spergel, a leading cosmologist and member of the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, states, "We know that ordinary matter accounts for only 4% of the mass of the universe. The rest consists of dark matter." End of quote. Again, Spergel says, "And right now we have a model in which 4% of the universe is atoms and 96% is something else unidentified." This group of dark matter proponents claims this invisible source is responsible for seeding the formation of galaxies and keeping them together. They are certain this invisible force exists because they can see its effects on the motion of galaxies. They don't, however, know what it's made of. Science writer Karen Wright penned this headline and subline in Discover magazine. "Very dark energy. Why is the universe expanding faster and faster? The answer may be a form of energy we almost can't imagine." The following excerpt is from that article. "Today's cosmologists are calling this force dark energy. Dark because it may be impossible to detect, and energy because it's not matter, which is the only other option. Despite the sinister connotations, dark energy is a beacon that may lead physicists to an elusive final theory, the unification of all known forces, from those that hold the components of atoms together to the gravity that shapes space." End of quote. Under the title, "Astronomers' Search for Dimension X," was found the following excerpt. Jonathan Feng of the University of California at Irvine has put a bizarre spin on reason cosmological models. He and his collaborators propose that much of the universe's mass consists of hidden particles that travel outside the familiar three dimensions. The idea is not just idle speculation. Fang has shown that some experiments could soon put his theory to the test. It's mind-boggling if it's true. That would change everything, he says. Fang's group had been trying to understand dark matter, the unseen stuff inferred from its effects on visible galaxies. One possibility, they realized, is that dark matter consists of Kaluza-Klein particles, named for two physicists who postulated the existence of extra dimensions curled up tightly outside the three we experience, end of quote. The idea that some invisible substance fills the universe is not really all that new. Author Dr. Sanford Frumpker speaks of an electromagnetic radiation that fills the universe and cites research conducted at least 20 years ago. He writes, "Since our five senses aren't aware of this energy, we call the space it dwells in empty space, but it is far from that. In fact, that empty space in which electromagnetic radiation exists may be the most filled space in our universe. Research has shown us that the electromagnetic radiation that fills up our universe is somehow tied to information." In 1984, Dr. Francis Schmidt of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, introduced a term for this information. He called it information substance, IS, or IS. There are different explanations for the nature of this information. Schmidt's explanation was that electromagnetic radiation is a carrier of information and that this information produces intelligence. Dr. Tom Stonier, a physicist from England, saw a different explanation of electromagnetic radiation. In his book, Information and the Internal Structure of the Universe, Dr. Stonier states that the electromagnetic field in our universe does not carry information. He believes it is made up of information. This universal information is the energy that created the universe, and us for that matter, and makes up most of our universe. Whichever theory of is you choose to believe, the conclusions are basically the same. The energy that fills our universe provides it with universal information and universal intelligence. In fact, we live in a sea of universal intelligence. We were created from that sea of universal intelligence and are kept alive and functioning by it. End of quote. Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, a physicist from Munich, Germany, specializes in the study of biophotons, which are made up of electromagnetic waves. His laboratory is the largest of its kind in the world. The author Frumpker, in his book Test and Grow Healthy, continues concerning the studies of Dr. Popp. Photons are packages of energy, and bio means life. So biophotons are packages of the energy that carry the information of life. Biophotons are made up of electromagnetic waves with a frequency range of 10 to the 14th to 10 to the 16th power hertz, and they carry the information of life. All living things absorb photons of these frequencies. All living things also produce photons of this frequency. And when one cell of a living organism communicates with other cells, it does so by sending photons of this bioelectromagnetic frequency. Popp further found that when any living organism died, the biophotons carrying bioelectromagnetic energy of 10 to the 14th to 10 to the 16th power hertz immediately and completely left the body. When that energy was gone, life ceased. End of quote. And finally, concerning Dr. Popp, is this last paragraph. He also found that photons were coherent radiation. This means that they radiated laser beams. They could thus work between all single systems of cells at the highest speed possible, the speed of light. What's more, they had a higher coherence or constituted a much more refined technical system than the lasers we can produce with our advanced technology. While industrial lasers emit only limited wavelengths, the biological system emits an infinite number of wavelengths. End of quote. What science researchers are just beginning to detect in this force that they call dark matter or information substance has been known by students of the scriptures for thousands of years. We say to them, welcome aboard. Scientists say they can see the effects of dark matter even though it can't be detected by the human eye. By faith, they believe in this invisible force. Christ speaks of the workings of the invisible Spirit of God and says in John 3, verse 8, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." The believer sees the effects of the invisible God everywhere and in everything, though he, God, remains unseen to the naked eye. The science writer's headline reads that this unknown commodity is a form of energy we almost can't imagine. The scripture declares this awesome life force of the God of creation in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4, "Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?" And then in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 13, "Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" Discover Magazine reports, despite the sinister connotations, dark energy is a beacon that may lead physicists to an elusive final theory, the unification of all known forces, from those that hold the components of atoms together to the gravity that shapes space. This elusive final theory, they are suggesting, is a very basic biblical truth. The unification will be found in the culmination of all earthly situations, when good totally and finally overcomes evil. Jesus Christ made the worlds, and by him all things consist. He will overcome all his enemies and then submit all things, including himself, unto the Father, that God may be all in all. This is the unification of all things. Dr. Feng speaks about the invisible dimension, where this elusive dark matter exists, the dimension that dwells outside the realm of the three dimensions known by man. The Bible speaks of four dimensions in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. "May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height." This invisible dimension that science is beginning to detect is the realm of the Spirit. God is a Spirit invisible to the natural eye, and he fills all things. Jeremiah 23, 24, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" All physical things have been made by the invisible God. Genesis 1:1. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Dr. Schmidt and Dr. Stonier state empty space is actually full of electromagnetic radiation, which Schmidt calls information substance, IS, or IS. Dr. Pop calls it coherent radiation, something far superior to anything man has ever known. This phenomenal creation wisdom is, of course, found in God. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. "He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding?" One final statement concerning Dr. Pop's discovery of coherent radiation that works at the speed of light and radiates laser beams. Light is found in James chapter 1, verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." In spite of these awesome discoveries that point these scientists directly and unquestionably to God, many of these researchers still cling to the dead theory of evolution. Does the following verse, make sense to you? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." I would extend the word of caution to those who continue to speak unbelief. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. "Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." Today's science begins to discover what God has declared thousands of years ago. This is just another proof that God is. God said, Jeremiah 23, 24, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" God said, Psalms 139, 8 through 13, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the light shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God said, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, that filleth all in all. Man said that the Bible is not a book of supernatural God-given insights, but a book of the writings of mere men, which has long outlived its usefulness, if any ever existed. Now you have the record.